Hello and very welcome to my Simply Patent podcast. My name is Friederike Stephan. I'm a German patent assessor and a European patent attorney, and it is my mission to make the complex world of patents understandable. I'm very happy that you're here today and I wish you a lot of fun with this episode. This episode is again the audio track of a YouTube video which I uploaded. Did you ever feel that the patent attorney didn't really understand your invention and you needed to spend some time to explain it to him or her? Or have you had the situation that you were requested to amend your invention disclosure because they said that it was not fulfilling all the requirements? Then this episode can be helpful for you, because I'm explaining from all my experience that I had during all the years that I worked with inventors, how you can write a good invention disclosure if you're following the tips that I'm giving you. These are my top tips. Of course, there's a lot more that I could be telling you, but I reduce it to the top tips. And if you're following these tips, then your invention disclosure will already have a really good basis. And this is important because you have been working on your invention for quite some time, probably. Your heart is a little bit connected to this invention and you're happy that you finished this thought and that you came up with this idea of this invention. And of course you want that your invention has some success, or maybe if you're working in a company, that your company is going to use it in one of its products. If you're writing good invention disclosures, you can increase the possibility that your invention will be selected to be turned into a patent application. So you have a direct influence with your invention disclosure on the success of your invention in the company, for example. And the second thing is that if you're writing good invention disclosures, you will be having less communication issues with your patent attorney, with the patent attorney who's then going to write the patent application. Because he will be able to understand your invention a lot faster because he will have all the information he needs. And now have fun with this episode. In this video, I want to give you three tips for your invention disclosure. An invention disclosure is the documentation of your idea, which can be later handed to the patent attorney in order to draft a patent application. Let's start with tip number one. Explain it as simple as possible and proceed from the overall picture to the details. Why should it be as simple as possible? Well, no one knows your invention as good as you do. The patent attorney studied something which gets, in the best case, close to what you've been doing, and he has a basic understanding. But still, you know far more than him. So as I said, you should start with the overall picture. What are you dealing with? And in a company, what product are you trying to improve? When you are going further into detail, I recommend you to answer the following questions in your description. This helps the attorney to understand quickly what your idea is and to write a really good patent application. A. What's the state of the art? What has been there up to now? And what kind of drawbacks does this solution have? Or, in other words, what disadvantages has the current product or the method? And what exactly are you trying to make better? B. What is the difference between your idea and the current solution? What did you do in order to improve the state of the art? And C. What technical effect has your idea? Is it solving all of the disadvantages of the state of the art, or just parts of it? Here you can really go into detail, and that's how we come to the second point. Tip number two is, when you describe your solution in detail, give all of the information that it needs to build the new device, but leave out any unnecessary information. So just the information you need, but not more. Also, you should think about possible circumventions by the competitors. What would a competitor do? Can he change a small thing and then your idea still works? Then you should list all the possible alternatives which come to your mind. And this will be very helpful later for the patent attorney when he or she is drafting the claims for the patent application. Tip number three is, include drawings if possible. I know that there are inventions which cannot be supported by drawings, but if you can provide drawings, then do so. The drawing should be preferably in a format which is editable and only in black and white. So no colors, no photos, just simple forms or technical drawings. If you liked my video and it will help you to write really good invention disclosures in the future, then smash up the like button and subscribe to my channel in order to get all the new videos as soon as I'm posting them. For now, I'm saying have a good day and bye-bye. We'll be right back.